Kenmore Halloween Parade organizer Annie Sagan joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Good. The Kenmore Halloween Parade this year, just with the way the calendar falls, I understand it's a little bit earlier than usual.
Yes, well, it's always the Sunday prior Halloween Day. So Sunday, October 25th. We're going to start the parade on Walk of Champions beside the Rotary Friendship Park, then go on 10th Street and go back to Kenmore Civic Plaza.
And who's invited to take part in the Halloween parade?
Well, we invite all the community, so kids, adults, family, and this year we have a new category, which is dogs. So we invite dogs owner to dress up their dogs and parade with them.
And I understand you've got some prizes and goodie bags for all the kids?
Yes, and this year we have nice prizes in the goodie bags. We have a free movie, we have a toothbrush, candies. We have a 2-for-1 at the Georgetown Inn, and much more.
I understand there's going to be a fundraising component this year?
So this year we're going to have a fundraising for the Association Canadienne-Française de l'Alberta, which is ACFA Regional Canmore Band. It's a non-profit organization that is committed to enhancing and establishing programs, services, and activities that benefit and support the development of our growing local Francophone and Francophile community.
And how can people make a donation to that cause?
On site, or they can make a donation on the website when they register.
Yeah, I understand pre-registration is highly recommended for this one.
Yes, it gives me a chance to know how many goodie bags I need to do. Pre-register at eventbrite.ca and then click on Kenmore Halloween Parade 2015.
Kids parading through downtown Kenmore in costume for the Kenmore Halloween Parade. Sunday, October 25th is when it's happening. And again, pre-registration required. Annie, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Oh, thank you.